everyone. I believe this is day 5 of our last week of the Daniel Fast, and we are giving you daily devotions, encouragement from Scripture. So this morning, I was led to look at the Psalms, and particularly Psalm 22, and that's where I want to spend our time reflecting upon the Scripture this morning. So, amen, let's get started. Psalm 22 begins with a cry of pain, a cry of desperation from David. It says, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest. I think many of us have felt this way at various points in our lives, that God has forsaken us, that everything seems so dark. Cries of anguish, that we know the pain that causes us to cry out with anguish. We feel like God is not answering. Our pain continues to be there. The anguish continues to be there, the sorrow, the sadness. And we wonder if God has indeed forsaken us. We feel very lost and alone and in a dark place. By David including this in the Psalms, we understand that it's okay for us to feel that way. It is perfectly all right for us to express our anguish to the Lord. In fact, the Lord himself understood the anguish. Jesus quoted this verse when he was on the cross, suffering extreme agony, and when the Father had to turn his face from him because of our sin that was laid upon him, he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus understands our anguish. He knows our pain. He is one who has suffered as well. And so in our suffering, he can come to us and give us the comfort of a presence that knows what we're going through, but also the hope of a presence that knows that there is light coming, that as dark as it may be, the dawn will yet rise. Jesus knows that the story is not done, as painful, as hard as it may be. David continues on a little later in the psalm to transition to a place where he's declaring the praises of God, where his confidence in God begins to speak to the deep anguish that he has. Listen to Psalm 22, verses 22 to 31, and just soak in these words. I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, honor him. Revere him, all you descendants of Israel, for he has not despised or scorned the suffering of the afflicted one. He has not hidden his face from him, but has listened to his cry for help. From you comes the theme of my praise in the great assembly. Because those who fear you, I will fulfill my vows. The poor will eat and be satisfied. Those who seek the Lord will praise him. May your hearts live forever. All the ends of the earth will remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations will bow down before him. For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. All the rich of the earth will feast and worship. All who go down to the dust will kneel before him, those who cannot keep themselves alive. Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord. They will proclaim his righteousness, declaring to a people yet unborn, he has done it. You know, it's great hope to know that in the end, the Lord will do it. The Lord will do it. Maybe one of the ways that we can process the pain and suffering we're going through is to remember where the Lord has brought us. There's an old saying that if he brought me this far, he's not going to leave me now. The Bible says that he who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. The Lord is still at work. He is still moving and creating and causing his light and love to shine in your life so that you may one day be able to say with the psalmist, I praise his name. The theme of God's deliverance of me becomes a song in my heart, a praise that I sing, that I tell the future generations. You see, our children need to know that God is real, and that God will perform great and mighty acts. And we just simply are waiting on the Lord and trusting that He will do it. Another good discipline for you today would be for us to think about what the Lord has done for us, to remember that He has done it. Certainly there is something in your life that God has done. Maybe remember and reflect on that today, that the Lord has done it. And give praise to the Lord. Let somebody know what the Lord has done for you today. Let us begin to sing the praises of the Lord. Sometimes it's a matter of perspective. Our situation, our circumstances don't necessarily change, but God wants to change our perspective so that we don't look at the things around us, but our eyes are fixed firmly on Jesus. There's another old song I used to sing as a kid. It was called, "Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace." And I believe those words are true, that when I focus on Jesus, the rest of the troubles, worries, cares, concerns, even the pain and the anguish, they tend to fade in the light of Jesus because Jesus puts things into perspective. God has been through what we're going through. He has suffered. He has died. He has risen again from the dead. He has come through on the other side, and He has promised that even though we may die, as the psalm said, we are those who cannot keep ourselves alive, but God will be there to take our hand and to walk us through the darkest valley, even the valley of death, so that we might sing and praise His name forever and ever. I encourage you to meditate upon these words from Psalm 22, and I encourage you to spend some time in prayer, both expressing your heart to God, any pain or suffering that you're going through. The Lord will receive it. He delights in hearing your heart, even the parts that are messy. And then I encourage you also to praise the Lord, to thank the Lord today in your prayer time for what He has done, that in your heart you might look at all of those things and say, "He has done it. Yes, indeed, He has done it."